holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
Doesn't Good evening, Medford. This is Chris Earle. You are listening to Triple Play, 5 to 7 p.m. here on Saturday night. Doing all disco tonight, so we're going to do three songs by each artist. I'm going to start you off with Lips Incorporated. Get your platform shoes and your little tight shorts on, or some roller skates, maybe a frilly shirt. It's disco night here on Triple Play, here with you till 7.
All right, let's start the show!
Thank you.
Lips Incorporated in their second of the triple play with Funky Town. We started off with All Night Dancing, Lips Incorporated. And now we're going to do, it's a remake from an earlier song. It's How Long, Lips Incorporated, in their three of the triple play. It's all disco till 7 p.m. You listen to Triple Play with Chris Earle.
How long has this
All right, you got your disco warm up there with Lips Incorporated. I'm going to move right on to one of the superstars of the disco era. Here is Andy Gibb with his triple play, starting off with Shadow Dancing. Triple Play here with you on WMFO in Medford, Mass.
And I should leave this paradise, but I can't leave her. Well, I need her more than she needs you. That's what I'm living for. She'll leave me crying in the end, wandering through the afterglow, but I can't leave her. While I need her more than she needs you, that's what I'm praying for.
One more from the youngest of the Gibb brothers, Andy Gibb, who had his own solo career. He died at the age of 30. Tragically, he did too much cocaine, which is a very disco-era thing to do. This last one here was also one of his three number one hits, I Just Want to Be Your Everything. You're listening to Triple Play on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM.
So long, you and me been finding each other for so long, and the feeling that I feel for you is more than stronger. Take it from me, if you give a little more than you're asking for, your love will turn the key, darling mine. I would wait forever for those lips of wine, build my world around. Darling, this love will shine, girl. Watch it and see. If you give a little more than you're asking for, your love will turn the key. I just wanna be your everything. Open up the heaven in your heart and let me be the things you are to me, and not some puppet on a string. Thank you.
coming for so long. You and me been finding each other for so long. And the feeling that I feel for you is more than strong, girl. Take it from me. If you give a little more than you're asking for, your love will turn the key.
Wanted to be your everything, that Andy Gibb. Let's go to Chic. Chic. Who doesn't like to freak out?
Come on along.
Chic with their biggest hit, of course, Le Freak. I have two more from you from Chic, two more disco songs. This one's a fun one. Everybody Dance. Good time, man. Just everybody dance on a Saturday night and clapping their hands. Just a lot of fun. This is what they were doing in the 70s. That and a lot of cocaine.
I like it.
The most fun song to tell you that you're on love, that's Tragedy by the Bee Gees. Giants of the disco era. I would argue that they are the biggest giant of the disco era. It's funny because I was on the internet and they were showing the biggest names in disco. And they had Tina Turner at number one. Tina Turner is not a disco. She wasn't part of the disco era. She lived through it, but she was more soul and R&B. I wouldn't put her in as disco. But anyway, Bee Gees, number one for me. Number one. You should be dancing, man. You should be dancing. Now say that in an Australian accent and you get this next number. I never knew what they were saying then, and I finally looked it up. You know, I went years and years without even knowing what the hell they were talking about. It says, what are you doing on your back?
What you doing on your back? Oh, what you doing on your back?
You should be dancing, yeah. Who's on their back? Like, who's, like, on the floor in the middle of the dance club? Somebody that's probably high on cocaine, spinning around doing the curly shuffle on the floor. All right, one more from the Bee Gees. This one's a little slower. This one's when you grab your woman and you tell her she's more than a woman. Or if it's a guy, you tell him, hey, you're more than a guy, whatever that could be. You can't be more than a guy, because if you're a guy, that's like the lowest form on the totem pole right now. Back in the 70s, though, it was king, man. Look at John Travolta in his white suit. He was doing all right, getting all the ladies, doing his dancing. Anyway, this is more than a woman to me, which makes her a man, I guess. I don't know. Please don't cancel me. Those Bee Gees, they hit those high notes, huh? When they were naked, you could really see it in the testicles. Just like they just raised, like right into their stomachs. Next one's Blondie. She was pretty awesome. She was a mess, though. She's down at CBGB. She's doing drugs all night, picking up guys and dancing around, doing pirouettes on the stage. But they were fun, man. Who knows? I wonder how many people are dead from CBGBs. Thousands. Thousands, I'd say. Surprised that even any of these people are still alive. The ones that lived through the 70s. Most of them don't remember the 70s. They're just like, huh, we did that? Like somebody will take a photo and they'll be like, hey, remember when we did this? And like, no. I was talking to my friend. I'm like, we saw a movie a month ago. And I'm like, hey, did you like that Clint Eastwood movie we watched? He's like, what? And I'm like, the Clint Eastwood movie we watched like a month ago. We're watching Unforgiven. And he's like, we didn't see that movie. I'm like, what? I'm like, what are you gaslighting me? What the hell's going on here? I'm like, yeah, we did. I'm like, we watched it for 2 hours. You laughed the whole way. And it's like, how did you forget that? But I realized some people are just stupid. You're going to run into stupid people along the way. Anyway, everybody in the 70s, my theory is they're all stupid. That's it. I'm a little stupid too, but can't have everything. Can't have everything in this whole package. I take smarts any day over beauty, but that's what God gave me. God gave me beauty. How many people were shooting heroin when Blondie was singing that at CBGB's, huh? There's probably a couple of bodies still left on the walls right now after they demolished it. And put up a restaurant, whatever it is now. Oh, boy.
Yeah. deteriorating your own time. Your day and your